Several years ago, someone asked me if I would write some songs for St. Olaf. Some of you have been singing the song Earth and All Stars, not knowing that it was specifically written for an occasion at St. Olaf. I really hadn't ever heard it until I came here. And quite a few have said, why don't we sing it again? And in 2 days I'll be on my way home, my family and I, so I'd like to join you in singing Earth and All Stars. Yesterday, he said something like,
I think one of the big things I learned here is that there is forgiveness for goofing. Now, when we can come through to a district president that quickly and that joyously with such a hard lesson, we've done very well. And I thought that that would be what it would be about tonight. We've talked in these days about some of the things that the demonic means. I doubt if it would be correct to say that the demonic has to do with the goofing. But it does have to do with such things as the gulf and the distance between and the boredom and the inability to relate and the walls and the partitions and the meaninglessness. And I don't know just how long the list is. Carol gave us 4 or 5 words the other night, and maybe those are the only words. And maybe there's only one word for it. But tonight I'm going to call it by the name goof. There is forgiveness for goofing. In these days I made a cross, and this cross that I made has a great deal of significance. It's not the one I'm wearing. But I call it Christ the Swinger. Now, someone asked me before the service tonight, what we do here at Holden, is this the way you Lutherans do it back home? No. No. No, I don't do this back home. I go away from home to do this. I wouldn't know how to talk about Christ the Swinger, you know, the relaxed, the free one. But up on the hill I found a hinge, and I worked that hinge until it swung. It was beautiful. That hinge was working. And then what I did was I froze that hinge. What do you call it? With welding. Yeah, with welding. I forgot the process. I welded the hinge tight. And that hinge is crying tonight. That hinge wants to swing. But that hinge is tight. And on it, I put the crucifix. That he died that man might swing. And that the hinges might go again. And to me, Holden is a swinging place for Christ who died for us who don't swing. And because we don't swing, and because we want to swing. And to me, swing means to be completely human. Tonight, I had a scripture reading. I thought that would be essential. And there's one idea in it that I like. And I'll read these verses from Ephesians. Now this I affirm and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to their own hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to licentiousness, greedy to practice every kind of uncleanness. You do not so learn from Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus. Put off your old nature, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new nature, created after the likeness of God in the true righteousness and holiness. Put on the new nature. Have a new mind. You be you, and Vern, you be yourself, and I'll be myself, and that somehow, you know, I goof and I get redeemed, and he has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, to be me. A little parable. It's not in the scriptures, but it carries some of the truth of the passage that I have read in many others. One time the animals had a school. And the curriculum in this school consisted of running, climbing, diving, swimming, and all the animals took all of the subjects. Now the duck was very good in swimming, in fact better than his instructor, and he made passing grades in flying. But he was practically hopeless in running, and because he was so low in the subject, he was made to stay in after school, drop his swimming class to practice running. He kept this up until he was only average in swimming, but the average is acceptable, so nobody worried about that except the duck. Now, the eagle was considered a problem pupil and was disciplined severely. He beat all the others to the top of the tree in climbing, but he had used his own way of getting there. The rabbit started at the top of the class in running, but he had a nervous breakdown and had to stop, drop out of school on account of so much makeup work in swimming. Do you have some kind of a feeling of a violation of being a rabbit or being a Vern Moore or being a bishop or being yourself? Well, that's kind of the image I get here. The squirrel led the climbing class, but his flying teacher made him start his flying lessons from the ground up instead of the top of the tree down. And he developed Charlie horses at the takeoff, and he began getting C's in climbing and D's in running. Now, at the end of the year, there was an abnormal eel who could swim well, run, climb, fly a little, and he was made valedictorian. The only thing that I can claim is not to have written that, but at least to have found it. I said to someone in the village this afternoon, look at Buckskin Mountain. Well, he took a good look at Buckskin Mountain. He'd seen it many times. For all I know, he's climbed it. I don't know. But he looked at Buckskin Mountain, and then I said, could you play it on a sax? And he said, well, I think I could. Now, that's the kind of thing you don't do back home. You don't just ask somebody, to look at a shopping center and then play it on a saxophone. Something like that. But I had a feeling that this fellow could play Buckskin Mountain. Only a little surprise tonight. If he's ready to play Buckskin Mountain, he'll have to play that in someone else's service, because I'd like to ask you tonight to play a brand new thing. I would like to ask Mark to play, I'd like to ask him to play the Kyrie. Any way he wants to. I don't care if he uses a red hymnal or not, preferably not. I would just like to have Mark play the Kyrie. Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy on the saxophone. Song, the sax and the drums. I'd like to have Bill and Mark play you a new song from them too. They know what they're playing, and I'll tell you later what it is. They've never played it together. Thank you. Odin is like home. Only here we do some of the things we think, and we do them out loud. And at home sometimes we think the things we would like to do. It's a place for a new song. Odin is a place not only to redeem rhythm, but it's a place to redeem a goose. Now, I don't think of Lindy as a goose, but Lindy has a song, and I want Lindy to play the song, and then you'll know what I mean. Four octaves and to send chords and solos into their ears and into their eyes. it is also what they see. Yeah, see him begin. Play seven majors and stop. A virtuoso stopped in the front of all those children. Stop and start over, he did. Retuning the one string, everybody looking. He just quit in the middle of the seventh major. The string was not right. Well, it wasn't noticeable. I couldn't notice. No one else could tell. But it was sharp or flat. It only took 10 seconds. He'd taken long at the beginning, tuning it, tightening the tension bars. He has a sensitive ear. He should have gotten it straight then, before the performance. His first time with them, they'd only heard of him. They waited long to see him. Their teacher had told them about him, and now see him. It seemed more like a rehearsal, stopping to tune on the very, very first page. They all saw him, and no one moved. They seemed surprised that he would open himself up to criticism, that he didn't budge when he did it. No one has moved for 5 numbers in this school except to applaud 4 numbers, 4 ovations, and now we are on the 5th. You know, it takes something, does it not, to start over and to sort, you know, be forgiven and receive forgiveness in the youth. There's a song tonight. Our solo is not a song that most of you hear in the church, but it's a song that we hear and we sing as the church. That is, the other night when we who are in the church were in here, we heard it sung. And our song tonight, and I wonder what you will do with it. You know, somebody did something with these rusty nails, but what will you do with the song? Like, what will you do with this song?
The other night, we looked
song and wondered a great deal about what was this rule? What was the rule that would keep a lamb away from school? Some of us very soon are going to school. We're going to go to universities, we're going to high schools, and I don't know, you know, what the rule will be that somehow feels that it does to me, maybe, and to my thing, whatever that is, what somehow happened to Mary's lamb as Diane held it. The lamb is dead. You know, how much freedom have you got? How much flexibility? How do your hinges work in your own mind? How has God given you back a new spirit that you can take anything, and see it as really an essential part of your Christian life? Anything. Wood, metal, rock. The nativity scene, some of you who came in late, you know, you think this is beautiful. It is beautiful. These were leftover pieces that we were afraid would get done. And so some artists went out there and they took these pieces of leftover wood from the building of the new sauna and they made the nativity scene. It almost got done. There's a lot of it out there. You know, some of you are here in the name of conservation. Yeah. You kind of know what we're talking about. Well, there is this one more thing I want to read. And it feels a lot to me like Holden and like home. Because to me, the things that happen here at Holden can and do happen lots of places at home. Holden is a kind of a place to get out of a box. And it's a place to get out of a box because the one who runs it got out of the box on the count of three. He was in a box. Well, small as in a box. It was a big city. But the city was all jammed up, all tight and all overflowing. And the festival was oversold. The city pressed tight like sardines, like a log jam, like it couldn't control its population explosion. No control over where he was born. And his mother laid him in a box. The welfare agent would argue, and the sanitation department would be appalled. There were no better places left, and no one was there to condemn the property or the cleanliness of the box or the safety of the new baby. Her husband was new at the whole business, and he was doing his best, just being there for whatever might happen next. Being there beside the manger, being in his own box, Joseph's box, of being almost helpless when she counted on him. His hands were on sweat and his eyes were on fire and his heart beat fast. And the mother had no alternative. The baby was laid in the box softly as possible. It was his first box, one after the other, box to box, and he broke every one. Too big for a box. Too big for poverty. For this place and all the surrounding cities and all the walls that fill the cities, there were partitions and divisions and tops and bottoms and sides without ladders. Brand new, just beginning, the scripture says. The horizons were gone. The visions were blocked by the walls. There was no free land. The whole earth was a box of boxes. And he turned walls into doors. And the rulers died one by one, and he lives. They threatened him, as was the custom, and he forgave them, and their box fell apart. They came crying and hurt. Their disease kept them in prison. He sent them away, skipping and heels. They did not know what to do with their freedom. He showed them his power. Their hearts were covered with hatred. They could not see each other. They could not touch or love one another. He gave them back the whole world, and they cornered him.
He walked right out of their midst. They arrested him. He did not give up. He died. They sealed a tomb. He lay in a stone box. It was tight and it was sealed. He arose. He broke the seal of the grave. Of all of them, no box could hold him. No box can hold him. No box can hold me. No box can hold you. No box can. Of all who live in him, he rises on the count of three. And so can we. Let us pray. Lord, I like a song in these crowded places. I like a song in these spaces that get overloaded. I like a song when a time gets too short to sing and the people too many to hear and the things too big to make any difference and the eyes too tight and the feet too heavy and the mouth too big and the ears too small. I like a new song that breaks the walls of the box. Tell us how to sing, Lord. Give us back the rhythm with which you made us. Give us back the beat of the heart and the rhythm of breath that is in the baby of heart and his wife tonight. Give us a new song on the tip of our tongues and help us to sing it. Put a new song on the tip of my finger and help me to touch it. And give me a new song on the top of my head and help me to remember it. And put one, Lord, down at the bottom of my heart that I may meditate on it. And give me some new songs. Some songs never yet composed. Bring them out, Lord, from the bottom of my heart and from the top of my head and from the tip of my tongue and from the edge of my fingers. Lord, help us to sing. If we would sing, Lord, more, if we would sing more, we could get rid of walls, boxes, guns, and we have a promise that we can sing our way right through our dying. We thank you for this, Lord, and we sing to you now, Heavenly Father, a song, an old song, but perhaps in a new way. Hear it, and help us to hear each other, Lord, as we sing in your name. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. I don't know the number, it's in the hymnal. Someone can help me, will or not. Pardon? 356. We'll sit for the first stanza and we'll sing for the stand for the rest.